teamwork. Louise and I take walks after dinner every time she comes. By the time we get back, the kitchen looks pretty good. Daddy only leaves a few things he doesn't understand, like big pans and wooden spoons and leftovers. And that makes me a little irritated, but mostly it makes me love him. And Louise, knowing exactly what's left to be done, helps me finish up. She was my father's teacher at the night school class. She never married. She went to college for 2 years and studied and worked, and didn't notice how lonely she was until she met Daddy and fell into the big hurt of his eyes. She knows how to keep a home. She knows how to cook. She knows how to make things last through winters and drought. She knows how to smooth things between two red-headed people. And she knows how to come into a home and not step on the toes of a ghost. I still feel grateful she didn't make cranberry sauce last month at the first Thanksgiving we spent together. Louise made sweet potatoes and green beans and turkey, and two pies, pumpkin and chocolate. I was so full my lids sighed shut, and Daddy walked with Louise instead of me out to Ma and Franklin's grave, where he let Ma know his intentions. And Ma's bones didn't object. Neither did mine. And when they came back to the house, Daddy still cleaned the kitchen. December 1935. Finding a way. Daddy started talking about planting the rest of the acres in wheat, but then said, no, let's just go with what we've got right now. And I've been playing a half hour every day, making the skin stretch, making the scars stretch. The way I see it, hard times aren't only about money, or drought, or dust. Hard times are about losing spirit, and hope, and what happens when dreams dry up. The tractor's busted. We don't have the cash to fix it. But there's nothing saying Daddy can't do the work by hand. It can't be any harder than digging a hole 40 by 60 by 6 feet deep. Daddy bought a second mule with Louise's help, her betrothal gift to him. He walks behind the team, step by step, listing the fields to fight the wind. Maybe the tractor lifted him above the land. Maybe the fields didn't know him anymore, didn't remember the touch of his feet, or the stroke of his hand, or the bones of his knees. And why should wheat grow for a stranger? Daddy said he'd try some sorghum, maybe some cotton, admitting as how there might be some to this notion of diversification folks were talking about. And yes, he'd bring the grass back like Ma wanted, where he wasn't planting anything else. He'd make new sod. And I'm learning, watching Daddy, that you can stay in one place and still grow. I wipe dust out of the roasting pan. I wipe dust off Ma's dishes and wait for Daddy to drive in with Louise, hoping she'll stay a little later, a little longer, waiting for the day when she stays for good. She wears a comical hat with flowers in December, and when she smiles, her face is full enough of springtime it makes her hat seem just right. She brings apples in a sack, perfect apples she arranges in a bowl on the shelf opposite the book of poetry. Sometimes, while I'm at the piano, I catch her reflection in the mirror, standing in the kitchen soft-eyed while Daddy finishes chores. And I stretch my fingers over the keys, and I play December 1935.
This concludes the reading of our story. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you and happy listening.